whole long conversation about, like...
Right, so basically we're doing... so basically the question is, we're doing Tovim. So yesterday we did Rashi. Rashi on... basically, I guess it's on the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph, but the Rashi is also on the Mishnah and Beis and Aleph. Question is, basically you have this funny thing that the Mishnah seems to have 12 cases, 4 of Chayiv, 8 of Ptor. Yeah, and in the count, it only counts 8, 4 of Ptor. So the question is, why? Right? Why? Why are you only counting? It seems like the count is off. So where it says it's only counting the Pturi, the Kavid, the Asil, the Chayiv Chatas. Okay, so Rashi says that means the Akiros. Okay, the Akiros. So the question is, because he says the Akiros, you can actually finish it and actually be Chayav Chatas, but in the Anacha you can't. Okay. Yet, on the Mishnah, where he says that they're all Asar, it seems because each one of them, you have a Gezerah, maybe you'll come to do the whole thing. Okay, maybe you'll come a different time and do the whole thing. So he said, so the question is, what's the devil? Why is the count not parallel to the Mishnah itself, to the cases in the Mishnah? So he said that there's two. The Gezerah is really they asser a component of Hotzah. Okay, that's you have Hotzah as Deraisa, it's two components, Akira and Anacha, and they asser one of its components. So that's what they assered. Okay, either of its components, because that if you do one of its components, maybe you'll do next two of them, not both components next time. So that's really the assert. But the only thing is that in doing so, the way they answer the Kiyon and the way they answer the Hanacha are different. Because in Hanacha, they simply created an independent Deser. Can't do Hanacha. Can't do Hanacha. It's a separate action. But in Akira, so Akira is the beginning of Hotzah. So it's like an extension of the Deraisa. So this is Deraisa, you're not allowed to do Hotzah. And they said, you're not allowed to even start Hotzah. You can start Hotzah, do the Akira. So it's saying is that's an extension of it's like extending the extent of the Iser Hotzah. They're extending it beyond, even to the beginning of the Hotzah. Okay, saying you can't even do that, because maybe you'll finish it. But saying you can't do the end isn't like an extension of the Hotzah, because you didn't do the beginning of it. So the end in its own right, just because it's similar to Hotzah, but it's not, you can't have to say I'm doing the end of it if you didn't do the beginning of it. So he said, so in the Mishnah, Yitzhushav Shen, Shnai Shen Arba, it's there are two deraisas which are four. It means with their extension, they're extended to the Akiros, because the Akira is an extension of the Isra deraisa. But the Hanacha, although it's Asar and it's a derabanan, it's not an extension of the deraisa in the same way. It's a freestanding Isra derabanan, so therefore it's not in the count. So the Rabbi Yossi cleverly worked it in that the Mishnah has all the cases and yet he has the count to show you that there are two different ideas of the Akira and the Hanacha. So they're separated. So this is Rashi. This is Rashi's resolution. Okay. Maybe I'll just mention to you now the Ramban's kasha on it, but I don't want to get to it today, or maybe later. But basically, he says, so according to Rashi, you have the Isra is Aschala Sotzah, right? So you have two cases. You have Aschala Sotzah, like let's say the Ani. The Ani is doing Aschala Sotzah, right? Let's say he's doing Akira. So he's being Oker the thing, he's outside, he's being Oker the thing from on the ground, let's say, and he picks it up. And then one of two things can happen. Either the usher can take it from his hand and bring it across and put it down.
He has to put it in the usher.
No.
Be the rabbanon?
He does the Akira, and then the other guy does the Hanacha.
No, the rest of the cases.
So fine, so he picks it up, puts it into the usher's hand, and then the usher brings it across. Or he picks it up, puts it across, and then the usher takes it out of his hand.
Right.
Okay? So either way, though, they're both Haskalah Sotzah, because he's doing the Akira. So the Ramban says, he just bothered, why do you count that as two? Because it's really one thing. The Ramban, this is one of the Ramban's questions on Rashi. Rashi also asked it. Is why are you counting that as two? Because two different cases. Because really, it's one thing. It's Haskalah Sotzah. He's doing the Akira. Like, it's one guy doing the beginning of bringing a thing into the house. It's not like it's even two directions. It's just Haskalah. Now, it's true he went a little further, but the whole point is that it's Haskalah Sotzah. And in the Haskalah is in the Akira. Now, whether you do bring it across or not is irrelevant in terms of it being a Haskalah. So, therefore, in terms of the count, it should just be if the Ani does the Akira and it gets transferred. What's the difference if the Ani does the transfer or the Asher does the transfer? So he says that if this is the way to learn, he says that it's difficult to explain why it's counted as two. If there are opposite ways or something, it would be one thing. But he says it's... just because you're going a little further, but that furtherness doesn't make it any worse or better. Okay, the question on the surface... No, I don't think those have kasha, but maybe it does. I don't think so. But on the surface, the kasha, you hear the kasha, it's not that compelling, but you hear the kasha. But hopefully, maybe we'll get to it, maybe tomorrow, whatever, we could think about what his kasha is and how we can answer for Rashi. Okay, but let's leave that for now. It's not like a knockout kasha. I mean, whatever, it's counting as two, because it's two, you know. Okay, so let's go to Tosus. The Tosus basically doesn't like Rashi's saying that that the Akira is that which the Mishnah is counting, and that which is the Turi, the Osil Dechi of Hatas. Because he says, what do you mean? You're picking it up? He says, it's a tilt of Alma. Right. And the thing is that the Akira below Hotsah, in all tilt of Alma. The Inbadra, the Chi of Hatas Klal. It doesn't have anything to do with the Chi of Hatas.
What
is there on here? It doesn't have a risk of the Chi of Hatas at all. You're not even doing anything. You're just picking it up. Tilt of Alma. Right? So, which is strange. Is he saying it's mutter? He's saying it's mutter? I mean, it doesn't sound like it. He's saying it's... Otherwise, he's saying it's mutter. He sounds like he's going on the Asi Buhul Dechi of Chatos. He's saying, what do you mean, Asi Dechi of Chatos? It's nothing to do with Dechi of Chatos. Okay? Because otherwise, he'd just say, that's mutter. They can't be counting that because that's mutter. It doesn't sound like he's saying that. The thing he's saying is that it's not... What do you mean, Asi Dechi of Chatos? It's only Tilt of Alma. The question is, what does that mean? What does Tilt of Alma mean to do with it? I mean, what's his question? I mean, what's bothering him? It's hard to, I mean, if it's Asur Medarabanan, apparently it's not just Tilt of Alma, it's a part of Hotzah. So I don't know what's getting him here. But basically, then he has two other questions which are on the Cheshbon of the count. Okay, he doesn't. They're Cheshbon kind of questions, so you're not going to get into that. Okay. So he answers no. He says rather. He says, what does it mean? He says, in first year, Dasu Dechi Yuchat, I know such a poshah is Yadu Umachnisa, Omotsia. It means the guy who's, the one who's counting is the guy who's actually transferring it. Okay, he's the one who's transferring it. The Gavasib over the Resha, Chayiv Chatas, Vachopotter. Because when you transfer it, if you did that Kira Nanacha, you Chayiv Chatas. But if not, you're Potter. Lefishlosa Kol Hamalacha. So he's even do the whole Malacha, Shechiser Menu Ma'at. Because you're only lacking a little bit. O Akira, O Hanacha. You're only lacking one of the Akira Nanacha. So the one that's counting is the guy who's doing one of the Akira Nanacha and the transferring. That's the one that's counting. So in every one of these cases, you're always going to have one guy. They're both. It's always split in the Akira Nanacha. And then you have one guy who's the transferer. So that's the one that's counting, the transfer guy. Okay, that's what he thinks is appropriate to count. What does that mean? It's not exactly clear. But that's right. Well, how's he explaining the lashon of the Gemara? Toward the asu b'hul dechi uchatas. But I guess I don't have to explain it. Like, what does he say about Rashi's case? If you're doing that in the hanacha, you're never going to come to dechi uchatas, right? You're never practically going to come to dechi uchatas. It's too late. The other guy did the akira, so he must mean it's like next time, I guess. And the further guy who doesn't do the transferring is not going to come to dechi uchatas. I have to explain that. I have to explain how's that fit into the Gemara. And he says Yerushalmi supports him. Okay, because Yerushalmi says that the p'tors are really corresponding to the chiyuv. The chiyuv is the guy who does akira transfer hanacha. The p'tor is the same guy, he just does akira transfer, but no hanacha. It's very commensurate. But then Rashi's way of Israel, because Rashi's way doesn't work out that way. It's not, the p'tors are not exactly commensurate with the chiyuvs. Maybe you go through Chajman, it turns out another way. But that's what he's saying. Yerushalmi shows, Yerushalmi seems to indicate like he's saying. Okay? Okay, so what are the questions here? What's this problem on Rashi? That if you do, he's saying, you do Akira, it's nothing. It's only till the Baalma. And how does anyone do it to Yuchatas? No, the point is, you're starting. You're starting, isn't it? Well, that's Rashi's point. You're starting it, and now maybe come to Yuchatas. So what's bothering him? I mean, that seems like a good point. You're starting the Malachi, you may come to Yuchatas. It's according to us, what are the two Isurim? It's the Isur for the guy who does the transfer and the one of the Akira and or another. Right. That's Kenneth. Then you have the other Isur for the other guy. So what are these two different classes of Isurim here? Alright, how's he going to understand this thing? Right. What's this thing? It's like you're doing the whole Malacha except you're missing a little bit. It's like a fun anna. It sounds like somewhat descriptive, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like you almost did it. Almost. Chayah for almost. That's what it sounds like. Close to doing it. Much closer than the other guy, you know, that's what it sounds like. What's that mean? I just want to mention Daniel's question, is that that if you want to say, like according to Rashi, the main thing is the Akira. So you'll say, according to Tosus, no, it's not the main thing is the Akira, but the main thing is the transferring. But he says it's not true, because he holds you have to do the transferring and one of the Akira or Hanafa. If you just do transferring, I don't even know if it's Aser. It's certainly not what's counted. And it's not even a case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is always where one of the guys is doing the Akira or the Hanafa. Right? And then the other one of them is doing the transferring. I mean, it doesn't seem even that's Aser. It seems if you're not doing Akira or Hanafa, it could be it's not even Aser. It could be. I don't know. I didn't really research that. But I mean, it seems from the Mishnah not. All the cases are where you one guy's doing, you know, you have to be doing at least one of the components. Transferring doesn't count as one of the components, it seems. So that's the question. It's like, why is it, if you want to say that he holds essence as transfer, then what do you need one of the components also? So he's saying you have almost everything. You need one, the transferring plus one of the components, but almost the whole thing, but not, you're just missing one. Like, how does that work out exactly? So I just want to try to explain, elaborate. I mean, I think I'm saying the same idea as the Dave. What do you call the David? Johnny David. Sorry. Okay. So the thing is like this. Let's see how it goes. So I think you have to get into what's the idea, and we haven't done this yet. Like to get into what is the deoraisa. You know what I mean? What is the deoraisa? That was a good opportunity. What is the deoraisa that you need Akira and transferring and Hanacha? Like, who made that up? Where did that come from? Well, what's Akira and Hanacha to do with it? The idea of Otsom is you're changing the location of the object. The object is Inush Yachin, Inush Rabbim. Who cares if I do Akira and Hanacha? Why is that the premise here? You know, why is that the deoraisa? Okay? In transfer, let's say, Daniel's case. Say, for instance, so Mr. A does an Akira. He puts it into my hand. I carry it across, and then someone takes it, Mr. B, takes it out of my hand. So I didn't do an Akira or a Hanacha, but I carried. I mean, I brought the thing from Shil to Zerabim. Why is that not even in the Mishnah? Arguably Mutter. I mean, what it seems to be, that is really the Malacha. Isn't the Malacha changing the Rishos? You know, carrying, changing, whatever, bringing it out, bringing it in. Okay? Fine. So the thing is like this, is that it seems like in Malacha, like, for instance, we talked about this a little bit. It's like, see, if you have an object which is, so to speak, in motion, so its relationship to its location is tenuous. Okay? It's something is like in the airspace, in motion, in the airspace of an object. You say, yeah, it happens to be that currently it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's really, it's like in transit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's only, you can only truly define the object as having like the property of Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it's kavua in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, when it's munach in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay? When it's munach in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's when you say it's an item of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay? If you're carrying something through, you don't say that it has that property of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's true, it's in the location. If you had to identify where it is, you'll say that it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I guess where else is it? But you wouldn't say like it has a makom. It doesn't really have it. You'd really say it's like in transit. But it's in transit through in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or it's in transit in Rosh Hashanah Ram. You don't say it has a makom. Akira kvias makes the thing has makom. So it seems so. That's so the deoraisa. The malacha. See, malacha is always productivity. You're defining a chafza, giving a chafza a certain type of change, changing a chafza for the good or whatever, changing a property of the chafza. So then hotzah, you're changing the location of the chafza. But if so the change of the location, if the thing is not at rest, the location is not really kayam. It's not really the location is like a fleeting location. It's not really malacha. Malacha, like you see, for instance, a malacha. You see, like I said, if you write something in the sand, then the water is going to wash it away. It's called davarshein miskayim. That's not writing. That's the key. Malach par malacha is you're doing, you're producing something. Something is it's like real effect. And if something is just passing through a rishos, it's true. It's in the rishos, but in like a temporary type of a way. That's not malacha. Malacha has to be where the thing takes on the rishos, and it really is defined, identified with the rishos, you know, in a concrete way, a permanent way. Okay, once you put it down, it's there. That's it. It's there. It can stay forever. It's in the rishos. You've really given it a location. But that being said, if you'd ask me, what's, so to speak, the ikar of otzah, it's the transfer. I mean, it's the transferring is really the ikar of the malacha, because that's where you're changing the location of the object. But it's like, it's just that if you don't do the akira and the anacha, it's like the transferring doesn't become like a malacha, because malacha has to have like a certain effect, like a real effect. So if it were never really in that place, if it weren't kavua in the first place, so you can't really say I'm changing the location of that. It didn't really, it was in that place, but it wasn't really like a property, the object of being in that place. So I have to uproot it from its place, thereby now I have really broken its kvias. It's still in the Rishos HaYachid, but it's to a lesser degree, so to speak. Bring it to the other Rishos, and now, it's very nice it's in the other Rishos, but in a fleeting kind of a way, and then I have to relocate it, define it, put it down, plant it. Now it takes on the other property. Okay? So, but the main part of the Maisa, so to speak, is the transferring it. But the putting it down, or on the Akira and the Hanacha, are, so to speak, what makes that transfer into a Malacha. Okay? Because a Malacha has to really have Kiyam. It's permanence. It has to really be like a concrete action to an object. And so far as it's lacking any placement, okay, it's just totally no Akira, no Hanacha, you're not involved in Malacha. You're just moving something. But it never, it lacks any Kiyam to it. And Midrabanan, and Deoraisa, even if you only have one of Akira Hanacha, it's also 100%, it's mutter, deoraisa, mutter. Because, again, that's not malacha. Malacha has to be where you're really taking an object which is identified as the rishos and transferring it and making it identified as the other rishos. So that's three steps. Breaking its firm hold on the first rishos, bringing it to the other rishos, giving it a firm hold in the other rishos. That's the deoraisa. Good? Yeah. So that's the deoraisa. Okay, like I said, the deoraisa is the foundation of everything. I mean, it's important to have a good idea on the deoraisa. Okay. Now the thing is like this, is that, so apparently, so let's start with the simplest thing, is that, I mean, there are bonds, so in the Deraisa you have these, you have the components of the Akira, and transfer, and then the Hanacha, okay? So the Rabbanon said, so I guess the first Darabanan is that, let's take the first one, which is all-inclusive, is that even if you just do like a component of it, okay, if you do, it's a good question of why the transfer is an Asar Midarabanan, or maybe it is, but I mean, they say if you just do the Akira or the Hanacha, so those are components of the Maisa Otsa. Because the Maisa Otsa is you're uprooting it from one place, bringing it across, and then placing it in the other place. Okay, so if you just uproot it, or if you just place it, so you're involved, it's like mixas of the malacha. Okay, so if you're doing mixas of the malacha, the thing is that that's the asa midrabanan. Okay? It's like a part of it. Okay? But that's not the count. That's not counted. Okay? That's not counted. Okay? But rather, what's counted? What's counted is, he's saying, is that the real, again, the ikar of otsa is really the transferring. Okay, that's what Hotsah is, transferring the location of an object. So saying if you, and I think what you said with David, what you said before is good, is that the idea, the chiluk of the, when you say that it's counted, like Rashi had that, where you're counting as the extension. Certain deoraisa, certain deorabanans are an extension of the deoraisa, and certain deorabanans are just separate isurim. So I think, but Rashi said that, what's the extension? Like the practical extension, that you have the action of Hotsah, and the beginning of it. The beginning of it is like an extension of the thing, because you're saying, that which you're getting started on, okay. But what Tosis holds is not the practice, not that which is like the extension practically, but conceptually is the extension. Which means that which really resembles or has the very essence, partakes of the essence of Otsah, but is lacking a component. So that's like an extension of this Deraisa. This Deraisa is the full blown thing, and the extension is that which partakes of its. Partakes of its essence conceptually, but lacks the completion. Okay, that's an extension of the deraisa. But just picking something up, he says, that's not an extension of the deraisa. Extension of the deraisa means it has to resemble, partake of the reality of the deraisa. Just picking it up, what are you doing? You tilt of alma. That's too far removed from the deraisa to be like an extension of this deraisa. That's a separate essence. It's a barista to do the first step, you know, to get started. But that can't be an extension. Extension has to be really where it's like it partakes of the very, all the real, really partakes of the thing, and it's just lacking a little bit. So I mean, it's lacking a little bit. So the partakes of the essence, you have to have transfer, because that is the essence of malacha. Now you also, now Daniel's question, why can't you just be transferring? See, because if you do that, you're not involved in malacha sotza. Right? You're not involved in, that's what you're saying, you're not involved in malacha sotza. You're not involved in torah of malacha. Because transferring a thing, malacha is always what demands the idea of kiyam, okay, of permanence to it. Otherwise it's not malacha, it's just like a fleeting thing. So if you don't have any akira or anacha, so you simply, it's true you're doing the essence of the thing, which is the transfer, but you're not involved in malacha. It's removed, divorced from the world of malacha, because it doesn't have any permanence to it. There's no degree of permanence. But if you do the transfer and you do one of the akira or the anacha, okay, so then you're involved in the malacha and you're doing the transference. Because you're involved in malacha zotza, although not the complete thing. See, because if, for instance, you just pick it up, so it means the object was kavua, I broke its identity, versus the achid, let's say, I've brought it into the rishus haravim, and I haven't completed the end result of the thing, someone else did. Someone else completed the thing and now gave it the permanence on the, you know, gave it the permanence on the backside, you know. But that's, I've done the transfer, and I've been involved in malacha, because it means it had a state, and I really uprooted that state, and I've brought it to the next place. I just haven't completed it. So it means I'm really partaking of the, it's like I did the otzah without the completion of the thing. I partook of the entire essence of the otzah, but I haven't completed it. I'm missing the gemar. So saying that's what the Rabbanan answered, like that's what the Rabbanan said, that's an extension of the Raisa. If I do the Otsa'a, so Stos Hashem Shinaba, if I do the Otsa'a, but I simply didn't complete it, I didn't do the whole Otsa'a, but I did the essence of it, then that's also the extension. Or similarly, if someone else picked it up, okay, they broke the identification with that location, I carry it across and I'm Koveya it in the next place. So I'm involved in this redefinition of the hotzah and the redefinition of the object. It's true I didn't do the whole thing. Some other guy did one of the parts, but you say now I'm involved in the malachas hotzah essentially, although I didn't do the whole thing.
Right, we're not concerned that practice is not a good era, because we're only worried about the conceptual.
Right, exactly. Conceptually, you'll say now that you're involved. You're really involved in Hotza. You're really doing Hotza, like an incomplete Hotza, so to speak. You'd call it like you're doing the incomplete Hotza. See, if you do too little, like if you just pick it up, you can't say I'm doing the incomplete Hotza. I did Totem Alamo. I mean, and like if, for instance, if you just freeze it, what did I do? If you freeze what I did right now, I just picked the thing up. It's Totem Alamo. So you can't say I'm involved in like the incomplete Hotza. It's, you know, he holds that the extension has to be in the action itself. You have to be really involved in like the essence of the Otsah, but incomplete. That's the extension of the Deraisa. Okay, but Rashi learns different. Rashi learns that the extension is even though I'm not doing anything per se, it's the Haskalah. That's a different idea. It's like conceptually, it's an extension of the Deraisa because there's a concept of the Haskalah of the thing. But Tosus apparently learns that to learn that it's an extension of the Deraisa, it has to really partake of the conceptual identity of the Deraisa. That could be an extension of the Deraisa, means that Hotzah is Asar, or even the almost Hotzah is Asar. The essence, that which has the essence of Hotzah, but lacks in the completion. That's an extension of the Deraisa. But the Haskalah, well, that's true. Any part of it, you don't have the Haskalah. He just says, if you do a Miktas of Hotzah, that's also Asar Midarabban. They Asar that. But that's not that can't be an extension of the Deraisa. Extension of the Deraisa has to be that which really partakes of it. But it can partake in it in two ways. It can partake of it because it partakes of its conceptual identity, or it can partake of it because it's a haskalah of the thing. That's the Malachi's Rashi tells us. That when it's counting those derabonans are an extension of the deraisa, is it counting those are extension because of the fact that they're the beginning of it? That's an extension. I think practically also is a good word, but I don't know exactly what, but it's like the beginning of it. It's an extension of it because even though conceptually you didn't do anything, you're beginning the thing. Yeah, that's a certain type of an extension. It's like it's it's asuring the action of a, like it's like a component of the full blown maaseh otzah. It's like the beginning of it. You're starting it. That's the extension of the maaseh. The other totally different idea of extension of the maaseh. Extension of the maaseh is that which partakes of the essence, the full concept, the full essence of the of otzah. It just lacks in the completion. That's his extension. His shtayim shein arba. You're right. As David's mentioned, you don't have the case if one guy does the akira and the anacha and not the transfer, right? Like he does the akira, the other guy takes it from his hand,
he
puts it in the other guy's hand, then another guy brings it across, and in the meantime, he runs across the rishos and then puts it down. You don't say now he did the akira and the anacha. And therefore he's really, because now he's missing the essence of the thing, is the transference.
Right.
So you have to be involved in the transference, and you have to be partake of the permanence of the thing so that it has it in halacha.
Right.
So even though you don't partake of the permanence of it on both sides, so it lacks the completion. It lacks the permanence in the full-blown permanence, which is that I've removed it from one permanent state and I've put it into another permanent state. But rather, I've removed it from one permanent state and brought it across for the other temporary. But I'm involved in the malacha, or vice versa. I've taken it from the temporary state and I've put it into the permanent state. So it means like I'm partaking of the reality of the malacha and I'm transferring, the malacha of transferring. It's really the malacha of transferring. But the malacha of transferring is qualified by the akira and the anacha.
Yeah.
So it's like I have one of the qualifications but not the other one. So I'm in the world of the malacha because it has the permanence to it, but I lack the gemar. I mean, so it's like the malacha shlema, but it's missing the full qualification, full-blown qualification, that they answered. But that's really like, this is the thing, it's going to be an extension of the rice and a conceptual framework, because it really partakes of all the components of the thing. It just lacks in it's almost otzah, so to speak. That's what they said. They're answering that which is really partakes of its essence. Essentially, I'm doing the otzah, but I didn't quite finish it. But that's the extent. That's otzah shtayim shein arba. It's the shtayim, which is the full blown, and the shein arba, which is the incomplete otzahs. But again, but the miktsas, if I just pick it up, that's a different idea. That's not the incomplete otzah. It's a different answer. It's a miktsas. It's like a freestanding answer. They answer a miktsas of the malacha. Okay, miktsas, if you just do the akiros, then it's asr. It's a good question, is in the miktsas, why don't you say that it's asr to do the transference? Like, why don't you say that's a miktsas? Like, there's a drabana. Not in the, like Daniel's question, but not in the extension, but is that asr just stam? Is it asr? Is it a miktsas? Is it asr?
That'd be interesting. It's true.
And maybe it is. I mean, the question is that mutter? I mean, the question is it mutter? It's certainly not in the count. You know, it's not even in the Mishnah. But if it should have been counted, then you can't say the Mishnah left it out. I mean, if it's really good enough to be counted.
Right.
But if you say that it's asr, I mean, it could be the Mishnah's not listing every single asr. Could be that is also asr, just not there. I don't know. It's a good thing to look into.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's interesting to look into. I mean, it's a practical question. I mean, could you do that? Is it legal to do that? Right?
Right.
Is it legal to do that? The question we're leaving off with is how exactly is Tosas going to learn the Bali Dechti of Chatas? I mean, he's saying Rashi is good, because Bali Dechti of Chatas means you are beginning the Otzah and you're going to come to Dechti of Chatas. But according to Tosas, doesn't mean that. It means, because right now, you're doing, let's say, the transferring in the Hanacha,
right.
Can't be Bodei Chatas, it's going to have to mean tomorrow it's going to come to Chiyuv Chatas. Right? Oh, but then, let's say you're only doing one of the components, to tell what he calls Sol Devama, isn't that also us? Now, why is that us? Isn't it also because it's going to be Chiyuv Chatas and everything Bodei Chiyuv Chatas? So, like, how's he going to learn what the Gemara's answer is Bodei Chiyuv Chatas? How are you going to fit Rat Tosas into that? Tosas doesn't really explain that. I mean, doesn't really explain it. I mean, I think so maybe you could compare and contrast how Rashi and Tosas are learning about the Chiyuv Chatas. So there we go. You could look at it. It might be irrelevant to look at that Rambam by Shavas. It's, if you give me a Rambam, I'll show you where it is. Oh, it's here. Here's a Rambam. The Rambam's Perchof Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Dvarim Harbi, Heim Shal Shal Chacham, Mishum Shavas. Nehem Dvarim Hasrub Neshem Domim L'Malachos, because they're similar to Malacha. U'mehem Dvarim Hasrub Gezerah. Sheva Yabo Mayhem Mr. Skila. Some of them are because of Gezerah. Maybe you'll come to do an Mr. Skila. Okay, so see, some of them are because they're similar, and others because of Mr. Skila. I mean, the question on the surface, isn't everything because they may violate? I mean, what's Domus Malacha? So they also think that they're similar, but they're not the Malacha. So because they're similar, who cares that they're similar? Big deal. But isn't it has to be of a Siag? Isn't there one always to protect the Deraisa? So it must mean because since they're similar, someone's going to violate. But then how are they different? Then aren't they the exact same thing? So that would be That would be interesting. So the Perchof Aleph 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 in the Rama.
Shabbos.
I mean, I'll see if it works something out. But I mean, it seems relevant. My mind's going towards there when it's talking about these things. But it seems very related to our question.
Right.
Okay, so I like to do that.
A quick question also.
Yeah. The thing you have to say according to anybody that you're saying Akira is Osir. If I just pick something up in my house, it's not Osir. But it means. It's a funny question. I mean, it's funny how this works, but it seems it would have to be is that if I pick it up and someone else finishes it, then we both did Nesar. I mean, like, it can't be if I pick something up and then put it down, it's a violation. So it must mean if I pick it up, and the other guy transfers it, so to speak, the Mafreya, I did a Miktas of Otsa.
So what's the, where does the Puk, where
it's a good
the,
question.
Well,
it's a good question.
The
when's the Osir? Like, I guess on a simple level, you can't pick something up and give it to the other guy to take out. Right?
Or, so it's the Havana of the
Yeah, it's
the
a good Gila? Question how it works, but it seems that you have to say that.
Otherwise, you're never
otherwise,
picking it up.
I mean, otherwise, it's not Miktas Malacha. There's an idea of doing a Miktas Malacha, but it's not a Miktas Malacha, otherwise, you're just picking it up. Right? So that can't be, that's not a Miktas Malacha. So it has to be. I mean, hopefully, we'll get to that at some point, but I mean, it's an interesting question. I think at some point it comes up. Sometimes it will come up. Maybe we can probably think about it, but I remember there's a point where it's appropriate to take up the question directly. But I'd also like to do is to look at the Ramban. You'll see the Ramban has that kasha on Rashi. Okay, he doesn't like Rashi because I mentioned to you before. What's his kasha and how could he explain for Rashi? And then you'll see the Ramban has another pshat. Okay, he says Yechayev for the
Chayimor.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Chayimor is for the Hanacha only. That's what's counting because he calls it the Ikar Hamalacha. You have to look at what he says. He calls it the Ikar Hamalacha.
Do I like that?
Because there's a Gemara as a Havim, even that you'd be Chayef. Even the guy who does Anach would be Chayef.
The Raisa?
Yeah, the Raisa. Okay. It's a Limud that you're not, but it's a real Havim.
Whoa.
Okay, so you can look at that.